Welcome to The Credit Connection with High Tech Lending's David Brown, helping you get your finances in order and get you the credit you deserve. The Credit Connection, here on KSMA, 1240 AM, 99.5 FM, and 1240KSMA.com. Now, from High Tech Lending, David Brown.
Welcome to our show, The Credit Connection. I'm your host, David Brown, with High Tech Lending and American Senior Reverse Mortgage. At The Credit Connection, we want to connect you to the credit you want and deserve for your home, business, and personal use. Here we discuss all things creditworthy, such as lenders, FICO scores, interest rates, credit cards, mortgages, you name it. If it has to do with credit or money, we'll discuss all the aspects. Think of our show as a financial literacy class with different topics each week. I encourage you to ask your questions through our website, reloans.com. Hit the Contact Us tab and leave your question or comment. You can also call us at 805-686-2321. Today, we're going to share some actual lending and credit scenarios and find out about long-term care options. Here's some current events affecting the credit markets and consumers today. FHA released their new maximum loan limit for reverse mortgages for 2019. It goes up from $679,650 to $726,525. That's an increase of $46,875. But what's that mean to you? If your property is valued over the $679,000, you've been leaving that dollar amount on the table because FHA won't allocate any equity above their maximum limit. So now your limit is now $726,000. So if you were a short cash to do a reverse mortgage and now you have the upper limit and you can get more out of it to take up that equity, you might be able to get a reverse mortgage now and you may not have before if your property was valued above that. Finally, the Federal Reserve raised their interest rates again another 0.25% this past week as expected. What's that mean? Well, short-term values and rates are going to go up a little bit. So if you're borrowing on your credit cards, expect to pay a little more. It was a good day, though, or a good week for mortgages as they're putting a tighter lid on inflation, and inflation is the number one enemy of long-term interest rates for mortgages and the like. And the 10-year Treasury is back down to the a decent level and making rates a little more attractive this past couple of weeks. Okay. Now let's introduce our guest, Jim Small, owner of At Home Services in Santa Maria and Lompoc. Jim is our local expert and guru in long-term care for seniors. Welcome, Jim.
Hi, Dave.
Glad you're here. Jim, tell us about yourself and how you got into this business niche.
Okay, be happy to. I've worked in healthcare all my career. I've worked in acute hospitals, and long-term care, and board and care homes or residential care homes. And when I was a long-term care administrator, we were working with people and going through rehabilitation programs with them and then discharging them to home. And then we would get a call in there from the emergency room that they're back in the hospital. And when we looked into it, we found that the problems was not that we were releasing people unprepared to go home, but the home care was not adequate. And there were errors with medications, there were falls, dehydration, that sort of thing. So this was just before the internet. And so I created a registry that listed people's caregivers' backgrounds and their skills and with an idea of trying to make better matches. That worked a little bit there, but there were still problems with performance and with pay. So I decided to employ the caregivers myself and then in turn bill the seniors. And that worked out a lot better. I established standards that they would meet and followed up to see that the service plans that we developed were being followed. And that's the route we've gone on since.
Good, good. And when did you start your business or the at-home services?
In the year 2000.
Okay, so you've been at it a while.
Right.
Okay.
Yes.
And what services do you provide? You provide the home givers themselves, or the
right? I employ the people that work in the home, and we do what's called non-medical home care. So it's the personal care, hygiene, and meal preparation, that sort of thing, and also homemaking, and do grocery shopping, transportation to appointments, that sort of thing.
Okay. Good, good. Well, you've been at it a while now, 18 years plus, and that's just in your immediate business. And before that,
Then prior to that, I was in healthcare, health facilities.
Right. Tell us, when should a person start planning for long term care?
Okay, when you say planning, I'm thinking more of how to arrange it and conduct it rather than finance it. So
okay.
Is that okay?
Yeah, go. When do you know you need it?
I would think start thinking about it in your 50s. And the first thing would be, let's call it preventative health measures, maintaining your blood pressure in correct levels, blood sugar to avoid diabetes, and cholesterol, that sort of thing. So you're not going to be developing chronic health problems later. But the other thing is to become knowledgeable of the services that are in the area. And essentially you have in-home care and you have different types of facilities, whether it could be assisted living or skilled nursing. So understand what those are. That would be, and it takes time to do that. But if you start in your 50s and work at it, you'll be in good shape.
A good plan.
Yeah.
Well, tell me, what are the reasons a person would need long-term care?
It goes back to there's different types of long-term care. There's, we'll say, having somebody come in to your home and assist you a couple hours a day with the physical activities of living. There's residential care where they're preparing your meals and maintaining your living arrangement. And then there's skilled nursing care, where you're in a hospital with medical personnel, licensed nurses, and that sort of thing. The needs to work on the first part is just when you're physically able to take care of yourself. And that can occur. You can have a stroke when you're relatively young, 65 or so. Or you can be well into the years in the 80s, 90s, where you... dementia is setting in, you're not able to really associate with your environment or understand it, so you need prompting to do things.
So, well, what if there's a profile or a average person or age, what would that look like for somebody that needs?
I'd rather say mean, the number of people that are younger and the number of people older. I would say most people start getting, let's say, paid personal service probably somewhere past 85, between 85 and 90.
Okay.
There's people that are younger than that are using the service, and there's people that are older.
But okay.
It's in that range.
That'd be a typical. Okay. And what percentage of seniors actually need long-term care? Do we all need it when we get to be that age?
Yeah, it goes back to what is it? If you have a spouse that's helping you, is that long-term care? And someone who's assisting you with what's called the activities of daily living, what are the needs? Generally, it starts with just physical help, and also maybe some assistance, direction in what to do, prompting, as we call it.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and. Tell me, what are options for long-term care? And I know you deal with the stay-at-home, and then you had mentioned residential communities that do skilled nursing and things of that nature. What options are there out there in the marketplace?
We've got, to start off, let's call it just the family takes care of you. And you can, typically, that's a spouse, and also it turns out usually to be the youngest daughter. and it goes from there where a person may hire someone to come in and assist with personal care items, maybe some homemaking, and then transportation to appointments. From there, it typically goes to assisted living, and that's where you live in a community where or in a facility that provides meals and housekeeping service and activities and maybe some laundry service. So you're, the physical component of keeping you going is taken care of by them.
Mm-hmm.
And then if you, the decline continues and you're not able to associate with to your environment, or you're not able to easily transfer yourself from bed to chair and that sort of thing, then you go to skilled nursing.
Okay.
So, and all three of those, or four, counting family, are available in Santa Maria and Lompoc.
Uh-huh. Good, good. And what about like the placement services? Do they find other things that, I understand that now they're pairing up either in a convalescent home or you name it, different ways, even residential homes where people are pairing up.
You know, my experience, so to speak, is someone that they've contacted to about making referrals for. So they've asked me to pay them to make referrals to my services.
Okay.
And first of all, in Medicare, that's not permitted. That's actually a crime. So, you know, after working with Medicare for decades, when someone comes and says, you know, give me some money and I'll give you referrals, that's kind of a, you know your eyes get big. You say, well, no, thank you. But it, what they're proposing is not Medicare coverage. So it's very legitimate. I'll just speak from my own experience. What they really seem to want is just money for referrals. There was really no interest in the quality of the care I was providing. And they would seem to, my perception was that they would be, you know, providing somebody with a number of names or services that they could look into. But I didn't get the feeling that they would have personal experience with it. They may go to clients afterward and say, how did it go with at-home senior services? But my feeling is that they were...
Interesting.
At least the way they expressed, they came across to me, they're most interested in my monthly check. And based on that, they would make me referrals. You know, it's a legitimate form of business, but
right.
I don't participate in it.
Well, I know with real estate, I can't, if somebody refers a loan to me, I can't pay him a dime.
Yeah.
There's RESPA violations for that.
Right.
And I lose my license and the whole thing.
Yeah. The referral business, these are essentially non-medical referrals, and it's legitimate. I don't believe they're, you know, violating any criminal statutes. To me, I just... what it lacks is the substance. They're really not knowledgeable in terms of an in-depth way of referring the services. They leave it at that.
Okay.
They may be, you know, the
value proposition is really not there, perhaps. But
yeah, I don't know. There may be some good ones, but I haven't met one or one that impressed me as one. But I'm not saying that they're all that way. That's just the ones that have come to me. But I'm not mainstream, sort of like somebody in LA. So experience is a little
limited. That's good to know about those types of services too. It seems kind of like a shortcut for the family to say, hey, I don't have the time to research six or seven places. What do you recommend? But from what you're telling me, they get paid by the provider.
Right.
So
and to me, there's really no shortcut.
It's kind of a conflict of interest too.
Yeah, you need to visit the agency, I would suggest, and then, you know, meet the caregivers ahead of time and meet the supervisor and get a feel that way. What you see is what you get. I wouldn't necessarily ask for referrals or to be able to contact references of clients that the agency is having, because you have privacy issues.
Mm-hmm.
But I ask to meet the staff before you make a strong commitment. Most agencies will let you make a commitment on a day-to-day basis. So you can, if this doesn't go well in the first couple of days, then you can change it.
Okay. Hey, let's take a short break. And when we come back, we'll continue our conversation with Jim Small regarding long-term care options.
Mom, are you okay?
Honey, I'm fine. Just a broken glass.
Really? Are you okay?
I haven't been sleeping well since Dad, you know. I wake up at night worried if I can make ends meet.
Mom, why don't we look into a reverse mortgage? Then you won't have to make any more house payments and you can live comfortably.
Should I just call the guys on TV?
No, who knows where they're from? My neighbor recommended David Brown of American Senior. He'll come to the house and answer all our questions. Mom, call David at American Senior, okay? Here, I Googled the number,
686-2321. 686-2321.
All homeowners over 62, don't worry about your finances. Call 686-2321. 686-2321. Get a reverse mortgage with David Brown of American Senior. David Brown of American Senior, a division of High Tech Lending, licensed by the Department of Oversight under California Law, Mortgage and Lending Act, NMLS 7147, CA 3413-0937.
Welcome back to the second part of our show, The Credit Connection. If you're just now joining us, we were speaking with Jim Small of At Home Services about long-term care options. In the first part of the show, we illustrated many different options for long-term care. Jim, with the different ones that they have, whether it be a stay-at-home or a retirement community, how do you grade or compare one from another, different providers?
Well, I think you have to, in terms of, we'll say stay-at-home, just you want to meet the people. If someone's going to refer you or you're using an agency, you want to meet the caregivers. And our practice is to introduce the caregiver before service starts, so we make sure we have a good match with personalities and things. And also, it's not like, you know, when the person actually, the caregiver comes to work, it's not a stranger. Right. Be specific what you want in terms of home care.
Yeah.
Be specific with what you want. And then as you get started, you're going to find what you estimated probably is not everything you needed or maybe more than you needed. Typically, people ask for more hours than they actually need. And then you just go from there. And then if things need to change, contact a supervisor and ask them to direct the caregiver. It's better to let the supervisor know what you want rather than try to direct the caregiver yourself. It takes skill to supervise people, and unless you've done it, you really should let the company's supervisor give the direction. As far as home care, you can accomplish quite a bit at home. You can, right from the time somebody needs just some personal assistance a couple times a week, like showering, to bedside care, the home care agencies, and do that. If you're going to a facility, I would suggest that you visit them and, you know, call, make an appointment, meet at least one supervisor, if not the director of nurses or the administrator. And also, you know, it's best to go at noontime if you really want, you know, inside baseball knowledge. Go at about noon. You can see how the meals look. You can see the residents, you can see how they're dressed, how they're groomed, how they get along with each other, how the staff interacts with them. It can give you a pretty good idea of what the facility is really like in terms of day-to-day living and comfort.
Good tip. Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Well, if you think you've made a mistake after you're into it, how easy is it to change to a different option make a switch?
If you wanted a time frame, assuming it's not something that's physically threatening, give yourself about a month. Most, you know, with home care agencies, you can change things in a business day. If you go to a board and care home or residential care home, typically they want a month's notice. And 30 days notice. And if you go to skilled nursing, you can change it within a day. Okay. I would say, though, talk to the person that's in charge to see if it's some type of arrangement you're not comfortable with, like you have a room that's across from the nurse's station and it's pretty noisy, then you can ask to, you know, move down the hall, that sort of thing.
Oh, okay.
And the same with home care. If you're just not comfortable with the caregiver because of some, you know, characteristic. They whistle while they work or whatever. That's probably it. But there can be things that are annoying. They can be getting a lot of phone calls and that sort of thing. And like our policy is not to take phone calls. But if you have that, just talk to the supervisor. Give them a chance to make an adjustment. Okay. A reputable company can do that.
Okay. Good. We're now in the baby boomer bubble, I guess. You know, I read statistics that 10,000 people a day turn 65.
Right.
You know, I think we've all seen that statistic, and whether it's correct or not, I'm not sure. But what is the average cost for the different options we discussed, and what is the trend 5 to 10 years from now?
Oh, okay. Well, we'll take the trend. Actually, the boomers at are turning, 65 or 70, was it 10,000 a day or whatever? And most people start using, you'd call it long-term care service, well into their 80s. So they're about, the boomers are 20 years away. So it's more of a boom for country clubs right now than it is for home care. You asked about the cost. Home care typically costs about $30 an hour. And that's, for someone who, if you're going to an agency and they're sending out the caregiver, and that's about what it takes to arrange it and have a reputable, a competent caregiver, come to your door, and with the insurance and the support and that sort of thing. If you were to try to hire somebody yourself, you're probably going to save maybe $5 an hour. And if you're using 40 hours a week, that's $200, $800 a month, $1,000 a month. But the thing to know first is that you have to hire them. You can't pay them like you would a gardener or a housekeeper. The IRS rules don't allow that. And you have to report their wages. Not doing so moves you into a criminal category. If you have a small amount, somebody comes in and, you're paying a couple $100 a month for assistance twice a week for a few hours, that's one thing. But if you hire somebody and they work 40 hours a week for you and you don't report the wages, that's can be very serious.
Right.
In the end. And it's hard to hide that because most of these caregivers interact with government services like food stamps and that sort of thing, or even education. So when they apply for those benefits, then they have to make a certified statement about what their income is. And if they income include your income, but you haven't reported it, that's when the things start to come apart.
Come off the wagon.
Yeah. I mean, I typically always have about one or two caregivers whose wages are garnished by the franchise tax board. And that's because they worked somewhere and were paid under the table. And then they got, things came to light and now they're, they have their wages garnished. I don't know what happened at the other end to the people that were not reporting it, but.
Well, what are you seeing as far as ways that people are paying for the service? Is it, do they liquidate assets? Is it savings, insurance products, public assistance? Or what I'm most interested in is reverse mortgages.
Yeah. I try to stay out of the personal finances, because I keep, so to speak, at arm's length. But with home care, there is no... There's government service. I can talk about that in a minute. But typically people use their own money from some source. And my guess is that it's more from savings or pensions. And they also use long-term care insurance.
Mm-hmm.
I've had clients mention reverse mortgages, but I know they're out there, so. But that's your area, not.
Yeah, I could. There's a lot of win-win stories about that, but that's neither here nor there. I'm just trying to broad brush. How are you seeing people take care of this additional expense that they didn't have 3 months ago?
Yeah, the cost of labor has gone up from several reasons. One is the economy's picked up. And the other is the California's minimum wage has gone up. So consequently, the cost of care has gone up with that. Mm-hmm. And so the average number of hours I have per client has declined over the last 5 years. So it's gone from, let's say, 11 hours a week to 5 hours a week.
Okay. That helps.
They're using less.
Well, I remember a bumper sticker reading, be nice to your children. They choose your retirement home.
Yeah.
Who are the decision makers or help with the senior care that is going on? Is it, you know, a power of attorney, is a trustee, a guardian, a doctor, family member?
Okay.
Who helps make that decision?
Well, the decision maker, first of all, is usually the client in our case. And they decide, and if you go to the far end of the spectrum, the other side, skilled nursing, the patient, or in this case, they call them residents, also make the decisions. They have what they call care plan in meetings, and they sit down with the staff and say, this is what I want for my care. If you're not able to answer, generally there's a spouse that's there, and if the spouse is not available, then it's usually an adult child. I haven't run into too many trustees, people that weren't related to the client, but that's how it.
Okay. Well, that's good to know as far as what team you have.
Yeah.
Once again, we're out of time. What a great time it's been with Jim at home services. What's the best way our listeners can reach you?
Or you can give us a call.
What's the number?
805-736-8249. And it's At Home Senior Services.
Perfect. Yeah. Okay. Well, thank you very much, Jim, for joining us today and sharing with us your expertise and perspectives. Every week, we endeavor to earn your trust and provide valuable information that makes a difference to you. If you agree, please share our message with other friends and family. If you missed one of our valuable, value-packed radio shows, we are now posting previous shows on our website, reloans.com. For questions or comments about the show or other credit questions, go to our website, reloans.com, and click Contact Us or call us at 805-686-2321. Leave your questions and we'll get to them on next week's show or contact you directly. Thank you for tuning in to The Credit Connection, where we do the work and you get the credit. I'm your host, David Brown, from High Tech Lending and American Senior Reverse Mortgage. See you next week with another interesting Credit Connection topic.
You've been listening to The Credit Connection with David Brown from High Tech Lending. And tune in next time for High Tech Lending's David Brown and The Credit Connection. Here on KSMA.